Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for October 11th. I'm Dr. Nikki Akermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Wednesday, we talked about Google adding more sustainable search options to some of its apps using high-quality climate information in order to prompt users to reduce their carbon footprint. U.S. Maps users will see more fuel-efficient routes, and Google Travel will show carbon dioxide emissions associated with each flight down to the seat choice in business or first class. Nest will roll out Nest Renew, which will automatically shift thermostat usage to renewable energy when available on the grid. Let's take a step towards the science of carbon footprints. Unlike what I believed when I was a kid, your carbon footprint is not the mark your shoe leaves in a pile of ashes. According to the World Health Organization, your carbon footprint measures the impact your activities have on the amount of CO2 produced through burning fossil fuels, also called greenhouse gases. It is expressed in the weight of CO2 emissions in tons. But why are greenhouse gases a bad thing? When the sun's energy is absorbed at the Earth's surface, it is then radiated back into the atmosphere as heat. As this heat travels back up through the atmosphere towards space, it comes into contact with greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane that, because of their complex structure, radiate the heat back at the Earth's surface instead of letting it escape into space. These complex gas molecules are made of three or more atoms that vibrate when they absorb heat, eventually vibrating so much that they release radiation in the form of heat, which is absorbed by a neighboring greenhouse gas molecule, and so on, eventually heating up the Earth's surface. Burning fossil fuels produces greenhouse gases in amounts that are expected to double during the next decade. That would heat up the planet even more, which then would lead to changes in climate cycles that create heat stress in people, livestock, crops, and lead to species extinctions. Google's announcement of new sustainable features focuses on informing individual choices to reduce greenhouse gas emissions through Google Search, Google Maps, Google Travel, and Google Nest. The U.S. has the highest rate of per capita CO2 emissions in the world, and choosing a more fuel-efficient route can cut CO2 pollution up to 63%. Google plans to continue research into driving emission reduction by using AI to reduce intersection delay time by enabling traffic lights to be more efficient. Future rollouts also plan to propose more environmentally friendly shopping choices, specifically by promoting hybrid and electric vehicles and more energy-efficient home appliances. No announcement has been made with regards to YouTube, where climate change misinformation is often posted. The Verge notes that although this is a step in the right direction, some environmental advocates have accused Google of shifting its responsibility of the climate crisis onto the user rather than addressing their own carbon footprint. However, Google has made efforts for its data centers to run on 67% clean energy. One thing is certain, if regulations do not change with regards to fossil fuel consumption, we're looking at the calm before the warm. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review the Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at dailytechnewssh. And you can find me at Akermans Nicole on Twitter. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.